delivering Michigan common sense with a big dose of truth and honesty.
Tuesday here in the program. The big news coming later today. The big news coming later today will be the pick for the Supreme Court vacancy left when Antonin Scalia died in February. That'll be the big news we turn to today. See if it changes the narrative from the nonsense surrounding the immigration, the disingenuous behavior of the left who, by the way, supported such measures not that long ago. Let's be honest, we're a nation of immigrants. We're also a nation of laws. It is wrong and ultimately self-defeating for a nation of immigrants to allow the kind of immigration abuse we've seen in recent years. We must not allow it to continue. So said Bill Clinton in January of 1995. What'd you say? All right, go ahead and play that.
We are a nation of immigrants, but we are also a nation of laws. It is wrong and ultimately self-defeating for a nation of immigrants to permit the kind of abuse of our immigration laws we have seen in recent years, and we must do more to stop it.
All right, Lee, and standing ovation. And let's talk about, let's be honest. In 2011, Barack Obama banned all immigrants from the nation of Iraq for 6 months. This is a 120-day pause while we get our affairs in order. In 1979, Jimmy Carter threw Iranian students out of the country altogether. He threw them out altogether. Made 50,000 of them, I believe the number was, report to the government to see if they were in order or if they could even stay. So the disingenuous behavior of the Democrats, or is it even the same Democratic Party anymore? You think if John Kennedy strode in today and looked around the room, he'd have any idea what was going on? Do you think that if he was at the Women's March in Washington on January 21st, would John Kennedy have any idea what he was looking at? The hotline number, 888-900-9966. Dave standing by in Williamson. Dave, good morning. Dave, are you there? All right, Dave, is he all right? You think he's okay? Don't know what's going on there. Dave seems to be whistling to himself. You'll have that. Maybe he's just having a happy day. Let's see here. Speaking of Donald Trump and other things we haven't got to see, there's so much to get to. Let's look at this. It's clip 10. I want to share with the listeners here, Alex. President Trump spoke to the press as he signed an executive order aimed at significantly cutting regulations for small business to open up the throttle on the economy. I'll go with clip 10.
So this is small business, and this is regulation, and this will be the largest ever cut by far in terms of regulation. These folks are small business owners, and they're great people. They've been representative of the community, the small business community. If you have a regulation you want, number one, we're not going to approve it because it's already been approved probably in 17 different forms. But if we do, the only way you have a chance is we have to knock out two regulations for every new regulation. So if there's a new regulation, they have to knock out two. But it goes far beyond that. We're cutting regulations massively for small business and for large business, but they're different, but for small business. And that's what this is about today. And this will be the biggest such act that our country has ever seen. There will be regulation, there will be control, but it will be a normalized control where you can open your business and expand your business very easily.
So while the left goes crazy, Donald Trump continues to move forward with the work of America and doing what he was elected to do. And as I was on the BBC yesterday, I told the folks on Newsnight that I believe if the election were held today, Donald Trump would end up with more votes than he did before. Boris Epstein, one of the members inside the Trump White House, joining me here real quickly on the phone. Boris, welcome to it.
Thanks. How are you?
I'm doing well. I've seen you a lot on television lately. But let's get to it real quick. We don't have a lot of time here. Despite the hysteria on the left, Donald Trump is moving forward the agenda that he promised he would deliver in a timely fashion. And trust me, here in places like Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, I think he would get more votes today than he did on November 8th. What do you think?
I agree with you 100%, Steve. And we talked about this during the campaign. This was a candidate who said that he was going to make America strong, secure, safe, and working. And that's exactly what he's done. He did it during the transition, most productive transition probably in the history of this country. And he's done it in the first 8-9 days of his administration. I could not be more proud to be a part of his team and working hard for America and America.
How do you address the hysteria, the meltdown, the panic attack from the left that you're dealing with pretty much every day?
It's a distraction, right? We're focused on moving forward, focused on bringing jobs back to America. Look at the Small Business Roundtable yesterday, the executive order on deregulating our country. There's so much overregulation, of course, on keeping this country secure. That's what the refugee executive order is meant to do. And big announcement tonight on the Supreme Court, putting 9 justices on the Supreme Court, and then moving ahead with a country that is fully organized and fully set on being strong and secure.
Boris Epstein on the phone with us from the Trump administration. Boris, let's just go ahead and get it right out of the way right now. Who's the nominee going to be? That would make a little news now. Won't bother anybody. I won't tell anybody. Who's the nominee for the Supreme Court going to be?
I'm not going to be sharing that, Steve, but I will tell you that whoever the nominee is, it'll be somebody who represents the strong values of the American people.
Yeah. I'm shocked that you're not going to share with me, Boris. I'm shocked by that.
Well, good question. I respect you for asking.
Well, you got to ask, for Lord. If you don't ask the question, you don't get the answer. Anyhow,
that's
a big deal. Obviously, the immigration is a big deal. And getting rid of regulations. But I'll give you 20 seconds for the last word, Boris.
I'm so excited for the American people. This administration is working hard every day to make sure Americans who go to work are safe, are secure, and they are able to go to work and they have jobs. And all we want is for the American people to see through the hysteria, see through the bias of the left-wing media, and look at everything that's getting done. All the presidential actions, over 15 presidential actions in just the first 10, 11 days. And be excited and be resolute as a country that we're moving forward.